Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
What's up, y'all? Happy Friday. It is Mike. Clearing my throat. I'm coming down from my coffee. But still, I'm here for you guys. Talking Flash, that's what we're talking about. You heard the tunes. It is Friday, March 10th. And I binge watched. Yeah, people. I seriously watched some Flash episodes. Plus some Sleepy Hollow. I know two different networks. I know some of y'all, actually majority of y'all, probably don't even care. But I had to share that with you guys. So I caught up on some Flash episodes. And man, I can't wait to talk about the last one. But this one we're going to be talking about Untouchable with the metahuman Ashman. That's what I like to call him, Ash Guy. Tuesday, February 7th, it aired on the CW. I thought it was pretty good. What did you guys think? I mean, I thought it was a cool race between the Flash and Kid Flash. I like it when these two are training together because it just feels like the Kid Flash is like, could be like, You know, you always want your student to do better. And I just feel like with the right guidance from Barry, a.k.a. The Flash, it could all work out. But anyways, we'll get there later. I thought the metahuman, like I said, was pretty cool. Still, I don't know. Julian, in my notes here, when I first watched this episode, douche. That's what I have here. He's a douche. And I know maybe he just doesn't have a filter, or he just doesn't think before he speaks, or he's just too, I don't know. But, something about him. Let's see here. What else do I have in my notes? Definitely was not a fan of how Iris told Joe that Savitar kills her. I don't know. I just didn't like the way it was done. It almost felt, and I am a huge fan of Iris. Everybody knows that. But I don't know. I just felt like she was just, like, that was the first time I was like, man, you're selfish. Blah, 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 blah. You know, like, I just didn't like how it went down, and Joe just wasn't the right time and place, and, yeah, I didn't like that, and I was totally Team Joe when he got pissed off at everybody. It just wasn't cool. Let's see, what else? Kid Flash, somewhat saves, Iris, and then Caitlin's got to use her frost powers to help with that. That's pretty cool. I'm just kind of waiting to see what's going to happen with Caitlyn and these frost powers. I know, you know, from the title that we have on the dry eraser board, I mean, it's going to happen. I'm just waiting because Caitlyn's been one of those girls where I've liked her, then I don't like her, then I like Killer Frost, and then I don't like Killer Frost. But I don't know. I'm kind of, I'm starting to like Caitlyn, but then I know what's going to happen. I know it's going to be, I'm going to be like, yeah, Caitlyn, oh, she's Killer Frost now. So these writers are definitely playing with my emotions. That's all I got to say. So I'm kind of like, hurry up, what's going to happen? But yeah, you could definitely tell that Julian has the hots for Caitlin. And you know what? The thing about it is that every time Caitlin gets involved with a guy, he winds up getting killed or he's primeval. And that's where I'm like, oh, I don't know about Julian. But you know what? I think Caitlin needs a man. And he seems like he's all, you know, he's all googie gaga over her. So I know it's gonna. That's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna be like, yay, okay, I like Julian Kaylee. Oh yeah, Killer Frost just killed Julian. What else? I thought it was pretty damn cool when Flash vibes the whole freaking train through rubble and chaos off the broken bridge. I thought that was pretty cool, which had never been done before. So, I mean, I don't read the comics. I'm just a fan of the show. I am aware. I know who the Flash is from back in the Saturday morning cartoons, but I definitely don't know his big time powers. So, I know we are just barely tapping into this, but that was pretty dope. Whole train through there. Great motivation for Kid Flash to show you could do whatever, but we already know what happens in the end. Jesse Quick pops into the end of this episode. I like Jesse Quick. I think she's hot, and I think she looks cool in her uniform, and I think she's badass. So it was good to see her at the end. I did not expect to see that. And then, of course, she tells, you know, Wally that Grodd, oh, yes, the freaking smartest ape. Well, I thought he was the smartest ape, and then there's, like, more apes. So many worlds and Ape City and Gorilla City. Either way, I don't care. A smart, talking, psychic freaking gorilla is just badass. And we're going to get more, which is going to make it even more badass-erness. Is that even a word? I don't care because I'm ready to see Grodd. All right, people. Thumbs up on this episode. I thought it was dope. Can't wait to keep going to see what you guys thought of the... Anyways, if you got any comments, feel free to leave them wherever you're listening to this. All right, just write a little comment. I'll tweet you back, comment you back, wherever you're listening to it. If you want to hear more stuff, check out a couple of spots. You can go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash. There it is. Or if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. But everything is on iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. I got a blog. I post stuff that I like. iWatchMike.com. And on the very top, you'll see where it says, I think, iTunes or podcasts. Click on there and bam, you can see everything there. So thanks for everybody that's been tuning in and listening and everything else and just letting me just rant. Appreciate it. Much love. Everybody have a great weekend. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, it's Mike the Movie Guy. Snapchat's on my blog. iWatchMike on Facebook. I think that's it, right? I think that's it. All right. So have a good one, y'all. I will chat with you later. Actually, in just a few, before everybody gets home, I'm trying to knock these babies out. All right, peace.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am... The Flash.
Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. We carry quality products from brands you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and more. Save big money on Procter & Gamble products now through February 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening now.
Save big money.